This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
This morning, we're looking at the year ahead in healthcare. Marketplace health reporter Dan Gorenstein joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mark.
So 2013 promises to be interesting because 2012 turned out to be so consequential for healthcare. You had the Supreme Court upholding President Obama's healthcare overhaul, and also he won re-election. So after those developments, Dan, what are the key questions about healthcare for 2013?
Well, Mark, a top question in my mind is whether the states and the federal government can pull off these so-called health exchanges. Those are the online websites where consumers go to shop for insurance. As I keep reporting in my stories, it's like Travelocity, but for health insurance. Of course, shopping, as you know, shopping for health insurance isn't simple or terribly pleasant.
No, it's definitely not. But tell us why it's so important and going to be important in the coming year.
Well, look, you know, here comes my laundry list, Mark, so watch out. You know, starting this fall, lots of people who are going to be buying insurance, many of them for the first time, and they don't even know about these exchanges. They're not even aware of these exchanges. So there has to be a serious advertising campaign. And on top of that, the government wants to make sure the websites are simple enough to make sure that people buy the health insurance plans that make the most financial sense for them. And we're not even going to get into talking about whether insurers are going to have enough presence, whether or not these insurers are going to sort of offer enough plans on these exchanges.
Okay, so that's how things look for us. But what about the doctors and the hospitals that we turn to for the treatment?
Well, in a word, Mark, experimentation. There are lots of efforts underway to control all kinds of costs. Providers and insurers are entering into these contracts where doctors and hospitals are given financial incentives to spend less money. Traditionally, the providers are paid for every service they offer, doctor's visits, MRIs, etc. Under these new contracts, the idea is to encourage more coordinated, proactive care. So like house calls are made and the end of multiple tests. And if all of that saves money, the doctors and the hospitals keep a portion of that.
Okay, tell us about something interesting beyond the big headlines we've just been talking about that you're watching, you're intrigued by.
Sure. There's this one story I'm really excited about. And a real challenge that faces healthcare is making sure that patients themselves take care of themselves, that they're taking their own medication. And there's this one study that's about to get underway where researchers are going to enter people into lotteries to win cash money. And now here's the interesting part, Mark. A patient could win and get the message, you won. But if they didn't take their medicine that day, then they can't get the cash. The researchers are betting that's what's going to help people actually stay on the straight and narrow and take their medicine. And a number of insurance companies are watching this closely.
Okay, Dan Gorenstein, Marketplace's health reporter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.